It's the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio, Swift 98 in the Spur, and looking ahead to the American Frontier Music and Arts Festival that's happening at Kodiak Mountain Resort south of Afton, put together by American Frontier Entertainment, coming on September 2nd, 11:30 to 7. Tickets available now. And of course, one of the big name performers, Bren Hill, coming to perform at this Music and Arts Festival. Bren joining me over the phone this morning. Bren, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you taking some time. Bren, of course, although a lot of our listeners here in rural Western Wyoming are very familiar with your style of country music and who you are, but maybe just take an opportunity to remind us what you do and kind of what your focus is as a country musician.
Oh, man, I write songs about Wyoming and Idaho and Utah and, you know, pretty much everywhere west. Been doing it for 30 years, but yeah, there's so much Wyoming in my music and Star Valley in my music. I've got songs about that part of the world. And I'm just trying to represent the West and, rural lifestyle in the West and Western agriculture, ranching, and as best I can, as authentically as I can, bring some attention to the great people who still live in the Rocky Mountains.
You know, Bren, you've performed in this area a number of times, even here in Lincoln County and Star Valley, and your music really speaks to, I think, the culture and the lifestyle that the American Frontier Music and Arts Festival is not only trying to celebrate, but to sustain and make sure it continues to be part of our future. Speak to that on how you hope your music continues to promote that lifestyle, and not just celebrate it, but promote it.
You know, I think of all the things that I can accomplish as an artist, it's making a young person want to be in agriculture. And you know, every once in a while we'll get a message from somebody who says, hey, you know, I chose this life partially because I listened to you and I listened to Dave Stamey and Ian Tyson and some of these artists that are still writing songs about cowboying and ranching and the West. And you know, I know one of the goals for American Frontier is to keep young people in the valley there and, keep them in that lifestyle as much as possible. And I think, if we can accomplish that, I think we've really brought something to the community that the community can use and that it needs. And, that's kind of a lofty goal, but that's what I try to do. You know, I try to inspire people to stay in agriculture, to choose that lifestyle or be aware of it at least. And I hope that's what we can accomplish.
Country musician Bren Hill joining us on the weekday wake up this morning. Well, aside from the goals of what this festival is, Bren, this is going to be a great show. Along with yourself, we're looking at artists like Jamie Nield, Caden Miner, of course, the poet from over the hill from us, cowboy poet Andy Nelson, who we have on Saturday mornings on our Spur Country Station. That's a great lineup. It's going to be a great event.
Great lineup. Yeah, we got a Western swing artist, Kristen Harris. And as a matter of fact, I'm working on a record with her husband down here right now. He's a record producer and engineer named Aaron Metter. And Kristen is a phenomenal artist, phenomenal vocalist, Western swing artist. And then my good pal, Andy Hedges, the other brother, Andy, from Lubbock, Texas, the cowboy songster. Andy is just creating all kinds of momentum, and played with him at Carnegie Hall in downtown Manhattan this year. He's got a new record called Roll On Cowboys that's duets from all artists across the genre. And so, yeah, it's going to be a great day. It's going to be a phenomenal day. I hope folks will come out and take part in the events there. We're going to all take our turns on the stage there and send everybody home with a big smile.
It all happens on Labor Day itself, Monday, September 2nd at Kodiak Mountain Resort. It goes from 11:30 to 7 p.m. Tickets available now at AmericanFrontierEntertainment.com. That's AmericanFrontierEntertainment.com. Of course, Bren, if people want to get a taste of your music, you have all kinds of stuff available online. People can go find you quite easily. In fact, as of this recording, you're working on a new album right now, correct?
Yeah, working on record number 18. It's hopefully going to be out towards the first of the year. Our current record is Horses of War. All of that, BrenHill.com or Bren Hill Music is the social sites, or any of the streaming services have our music, whatever your favorite way to take it in. And we'll have some CDs, we'll have some shirts and hats, and I know all of these artists are going to have their stuff there. So come on out to the festival and take some of this music home and spread it around. And let's make people proud of being who they are, where they're at in beautiful Star Valley, Wyoming. We're sure proud of it.
Looking forward to have Brent Hill perform live once again in concert during the American Frontier Music and Arts Festival. It takes place at Kodiak Mountain Resort on Labor Day, Monday, September 2nd. Again, get those tickets online at AmericanFrontierEntertainment.com. That's AmericanFrontierEntertainment.com. Brent, along with a full lineup of great performers and musicians, will be part of this really cool event. AmericanFrontierEntertainment.com. Brent, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you September 2nd.
Thank you so much, Duke. See you then.
It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up, SVI Radio.